Oh, you're Ken?
My daddy.
I haven't seen you here before.
Only been here once before, when I checked him in.
Oh, that was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Were you and him friends?
Elvis considered the question. He didn't know the real answer. All he knew was Bull listened to him when he said he was Elvis Presley and seemed to believe him. If he didn't believe him, he at least had the courtesy not to patronize. Bull always called him Elvis, and before Bull grew too ill, he always played cards and checkers with him.
I just roommates. He didn't feel good enough to say much. Just sort of hated to see what was left of him go away so easy. Oh, he's an all right guy. He mentioned you a lot. You're Callie, right?
Yeah. Well, he was all right.
Not enough you came and saw him, though.
Don't try to put some guilt trip on me, mister. I did what I could. Hadn't been for Medicaid, Medicare, whatever that stuff was, he'd have been in a ditch somewhere. I didn't have the money to take care of him.
Elvis thought of his own daughter, lost long ago to him. If she knew he lived, would she come to see him? Would she care? He feared knowing the answer.
You could have come and seen him.
I was busy. Mind your own business, here?
The chocolate-skinned nurse with the grapefruit tits came in. Her white uniform crackled like cards being shuffled. Her little white nurse hat was tilted on her head in a way that said she loved mankind and made good money and was getting regular dick. She smiled at Callie and then at Elvis.
How are you this morning, Mr. Huff?
All right, but I prefer Mr. Presley or Elvis. I keep telling you that. I don't go by Sebastian Half anymore. I don't try to hide anymore.
Why, of course. I knew that. I forgot. Good morning, Elvis.
Her voice dripped with sorghum syrup. Elvis wanted to hit her with his bedpan.
Did you know we have a celebrity here, Miss Thomas? Elvis Presley. You know, the rock and roll singer?
I've heard of him. I thought he was dead.
Callie went back to the dresser and squatted and set to work on the bottom drawer. The nurse looked at Elvis and smiled again. Only she spoke to Callie.
Well, actually, Elvis is dead. And Mr. Huff knows that. Don't you, Mr. Huff?
He'll know. I'm right here. I ain't dead yet.